Tony, when you managed for the first time, did you genuinely think that you were going to get to 1,000 games?
Joking, I was hoping to get to the next game, and the next game, and the next game. I can remember the game, it was Preston away, and John Beck was manager, and they played on AstroTurf, and the corners were filled in with sand, so the ball wouldn't run out. So it was, you know, how the game's changed.
That was some introduction then, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd worked with Harry at Bournemouth for a couple of years. So, you know, I got very close to, you know, without actually doing it, but got very close to the action. So, you know, I was, I was schooled in the right way in knowing what to do, preparation, everything else. What you're not schooled for is the fact that you are the one then. All the arrows, all the, you know, the guns, everything is pointed at you after the game. So, and you don't really understand that until you actually sit in the seat. But I was, you know, I was well schooled by Harry and other managers that I'd worked for and people I'd been with. So, yeah, it's put me in good stead.
And how do you reflect now on having achieved this landmark?
I'm a very fortunate person. I'm a very, very lucky guy to have been in football all my life, and not just as a player, but as a coach and a manager. And to be sat here, to be able to talk about it is just, you know, it's just, it's blasé to me, really. Hopefully, fingers crossed, in 5-10 years' time when I've retired, you can sit back and think, well, yeah, it was a good achievement.
I was going to say, how much appetite have you still got left for it?
Well, I'm still up early, first in the gym, first at the training ground. I suppose when that stops, then, you know, you'll know it. You know, I've spoken to Sir Alex and people like Joe Royal and people I respect who have been good managers or top managers, and you'll get that feeling that the fire's being dampened and everything else, but I haven't got that yet.
And it happens to be that the 1,000th match is at Stoke City, where you enjoyed so much success, of course.
Yeah, the you couldn't have scripted it better, you know, to be honest. The fact that we're going back, or I'm going back there, and the lads are going back, the people who work, Kempy's worked with me and Mike O'Connor for a long, long time. Going back there is just fantastic. And it'll be always, obviously, whichever way the result goes. My 1,000th game was at Stoke, and I had great time there.
They now desperately need a result, being bottom of the league at the moment, don't they?
Yeah, but, you know, everything changes so quickly. You can win a couple of games and then you're two-thirds of the way up the table. And what you've got to do, and I'm sure Mark, you know, I don't have to tell Mark how to manage, is keep your feet on the ground, keep looking ahead and keep pointing ahead, and hope that things change. They've got a very, very strong squad there. I think it's a surprise that they're down there. And I'm sure they will eventually get out of it. Just hope it's not Saturday that they start.
But you've got to have that single-minded approach to go there and win the game, haven't you?
Well, you know, I'm managing West Bromwich Albion Football Club, and, you know, every time you manage a football club, you want that club to win. There'll be no difference Saturday.
You talk about your 1,000 games. What's changed most? I mean, it's been a long time, but what's changed most for you?
I think the way life is now, I think life has changed dramatically from when I started and to where we are now. You know, the internet, the websites, you know, all the social media. You know, in those days, you could sit down, have a cup of coffee and talk to someone.
Which we preferred as well, by the way, let me tell you. Players, you mentioned earlier, players have changed as well.
Yeah, the money, you know, money has changed the game and changed people. And I'm not complaining, and I won't complain. I've been very, very lucky, as I've said, but there's so many different changes that I could go and sit here all afternoon talking about what has changed. You know, it's been a long time since I made my first appearance. So, yeah, it's lots of change. But human beings have changed. The world has changed, you know, out of proportion with, you know, everything at this moment in time. You know, professional football, especially in the Premier League, is no reflection on real life to me.
You, as a young apprentice, probably, you would have had to do all the menial jobs, and now there's none of that, you know, and so players don't really understand what you went through.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of good things that have happened in the world, and a lot of things that have made the world better, but there's also things that we've forgot and left behind, which, you know, I would never have changed, and one of those things that you've talked about you know, apprentices coming in and doing apprenticeships and making themselves, you know, or making them realise how fortunate they are, even just to be apprentices, never mind to make the professional grade. But, you know, we can't change life. You have to move with it. You have to move with the times. And if I said anything different, people would say, well, an old fogey he is. And I'm not old yet.
Just finally, what have been, I mean, it's difficult over 1,000 games. What's been the highlight and the low light?
Well, the highlight is I'm still sat here talking about it. Yeah. And you get your lows at times, and there's certain things that happen. You know, but I'm in an industry where it's high and low all the time, so you have to adapt. You know, one of the great changes is that everybody wants change now. If things don't go right for them, you know, if you're watching a programme and you don't like it, you turn it over straight away. If, you know, years ago we had ITV and BBC and that was about it. So you were stuck with whatever was on the TV. Today, you know, you've got a million channels that you can change. And I think people are like that. You know, you have a brand new phone. 2 months later, another phone comes out. You've got the lads queuing to get this new phone. You know, it's just, I've had my phone for about 30 years now. And I still can't use it properly.
So it's basically the love of the game.
Oh, I love the game. I love the fact that I can go out and train and work with young people. And I know I've mentioned lots of things that have changed with them. But to be fortunate, as fortunate as I've been very, very, I've been blessed, really. Very, very lucky. And I understand how lucky I've been.